Thank you for listening to the edited broadcast version of Success in the Evening with Coach Rick Terry. If you would like to hear me live, join me every Monday from 5 to 7 p.m. on NLGRadio.com. That's NLGRadio.com if you want to hear Success in the Evening with Coach Ricky Terry. Hello, and welcome to Success in the Evening with Coach Ricky Terry. Man, I am so excited today. I have a young entrepreneur, Miss Tiffany Lane. Tiffany is the owner of Bev and Dave, and you're going to learn a lot. So get ready. Tiffany's about to come on. When you decided to start the business, we know we got the passion, we know we got the purpose, but now we've got to put the actual business hat on. What are some things that young women, young men who have a passion, they know what they want to do, but now they got to set up a system to make it happen? What was one of the first things you did in setting up your business?
Great question. The first thing I looked at is, you know, I was just, you know, putting everything in perspective. What is the point of this? First of all, why does it matter to anyone? And based on that question, that answer will determine how everything else goes from there. Well, why does this matter? And then as I continue to write down the list of why it matters, then I could, then at that point, now I'm able to do the particular research on how I'm going to help people understand why it matters. Mm-hmm. And so that helped me with that story, that helped me to now, okay, when I'm looking for now manufacturers and doing all of this, my research is empowered through the love. So the first step is remembering why it's so important, why it matters to others, and it helps empower you to get through the humps of things you don't know. So there's a lot of things I didn't know. I don't know anything about, back then I didn't know anything about the toy industry, the manufacturing industry, design, any of that. I did the research because the love was so strong.
Let me break that down. The first thing is your why. I'm gonna do the second one if you don't mind.
Yeah.
The second one is you've gotta do the research. You gotta do the work. You can have the best idea in the world. You can have the most driven idea in the world. But as we said, I'm going to say it again, to whom much is given, at each step you have to apply this. To whom much is given. He's given me a vision. What does that mean? That means I got to go do research. Okay. He's given me the vision and I've now done the research. I've now got to take the research and break it down. So when you, in a business sense, and I think I'm trying to get to the business sense of the person who says, okay, I'm going to sell widgets, or not sell, I'm going to produce widgets, and these widgets are going to help this particular need. There are some steps you got to go through, though, to make it legit, because a lot of us are running businesses that aren't legit. What are some legal steps to running? Come on.
Yeah.
Because we want to turn that passion into a legitimate business.
Yeah,
how
yeah,
do we
yeah.
do that?
Yeah.
What are some basic steps?
So basic steps is first, you know, obviously once you've figured this whole thing out in regards to what you want to do, you need to start looking at what's required in your local community to start a business. And part of it is thinking about whether it's an LLC or things of that sort. Some people might go after organizations that could do it for them. I chose to do different things myself. In regards to protecting your work, luckily I have friends who are in the law industry, and so got a lawyer to be able to help with protecting the design and doing the trademark and things of that sort, doing that kind of research. But most importantly, you know, you got to have a business plan. Now, let me be frank. A business plan is good, but you don't want to be paralyzed by the business plan.
What do you mean?
So some people are not going to have all the answers right away. But when you lay out the business plan and trying to figure out how everything is going to be with the company, you may have an overview. If you don't have the details right away, don't let that paralyze you. Continue to move forward. Because I will, you know, talk for myself, I didn't let a business plan keep me from moving forward. I knew exactly what I want to do. I have a master's in business. I know how important a business plan is. But no, I didn't have all the details because let me be frank. When I started the toy company and I went through the legal paperwork, I didn't know it was going to be toys at first.
You didn't?
No, I was like, you know what? I'm going to create a lunchbox. Children are always, you know, using a lunchbox for lunch at school. So maybe I can have Black history, you know, packages in there. You know, the parent can put it in there and they can always look at this. And I was just like trying to figure this thing out.
Let me make sure I understand this. So you got, we're going to take a real quick break. We're going to take a music break. When we come back, we're going to talk about this lunchbox. Cause you got, and I can see it as you said it, there's the images of African-American history on the lunchbox and different little things. And that was good. But even then, and that, can I say something to you?
Yes.
I still think you ought to do it. I still think you ought to do the lunchbox. I think you ought to lunch because, you know, more kids are taking their own lunch to school. And now that you got, I think you ought to do the lunchbox, but that's just me. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to continue talking to my very special guest, honorary member of the flight crew. And if you got any questions today, you can give us a call. That means you got to hang up your phone. If you're on your phone, you got to hang it up and dial 202-299-6673. I know what you're saying. No, the minute you dial it, it's going to knock you off. Then you got to reset your phone and all that. Hang up the phone. Give us a call. Pearl, why you got that look on your face?
Because I just think it's amazing.
Say what?
I just think it's amazing.
What?
Toys.
You toys. You went straight teacher mama mode on us. I mean,
I did.
And then it helps that she got that little princess sitting
there.
Oh,
she's sitting right there. She's gorgeous.
She should have her own hair care box commercial.
Everything.
She should probably be on somebody's television show because she is just gorgeous. Beautiful and pretty, and she's so polite.
Very polite. I like that.
Yes.
I like that.
She reflects her family well. You know we talk about your daughter, don't you, Tiffany?
Wow.
Can I just say, Tiffany, it is an absolute pleasure. I know we've communicated a lot through this social media thing, but to see you, and I saw you on television, but to see you and your daughter, to know how proud you are of your heritage and of your family and then of your craft. But I got a question for you. And guys, I'm going to tell you, it's real important that you know why you're doing it. And Tiffany talked about her why. But how does this help non-African American? I understand how important it is to us that we get it out to us. And God knows we need more of it. But why is it just as important to non-African Americans that they engage in your product?
You know, thanks for asking that question. You know, it's so important. And let me tell you, a lot of customers are also of non-African descent, and they things that they have told me have given me so much joy because they talk about how it helps their children to be exposed to people other than people that look like them, and it helps to open up their mind to understand more about Black history in a positive lens. I had another parent send me a video. She recorded her sons, and they talked about, you know, discrimination and racism. And he said, you know, if there were more toys like this, we will have less of it because it provides understanding and it takes away some of the stereotypes in regards to people not understanding how people of African descent has helped to develop this country. And so I think that's important. I think every child, no matter what background, this is what I want to happen. For us to be in a world where people understand that they can learn from everyone, that just because toys or something has visuals of people who may not look like you, it doesn't mean that you can't learn from it. We as a people have always learned and have been given toys of images that didn't look like us, and it was the norm. We thought that there was nothing wrong with it, and it made us more open-minded. I want for other people to also be open-minded and to feel comfortable with having materials with images on there that don't look like them. That's when you know we're going in the right direction towards a place of equality and people knowing that no one is better or less than anyone, that we've all have done something to create the world we have today. And it takes everyone.
Let me break this thing down because Tiffany's so nice. Look, it is important that you know more than just where you came from. It's important to know where you came from, but if you know more than where you came from, you can share that with others so we won't have as big a gap. Well, I hope you liked today's message. And if you have a comment or suggestion you would like to leave, just hit the record button. We'll listen to it. And if it's something we can play over the air, I promise you we will. Until then, remember, join us every Monday from 5 to 7 p.m. on NLGRadio.com. That's NLGRadio.com every Monday from 5 to 7 p.m. And you'll get a chance to join in with the flight crew and our special guests. We'd love to have you. And if you're a first-time listener, please let us know. Give us a call. Our call-in number is 202-299-6673. My name is Coach Ricky Terry, president of One Due North, and I am your coach.